I'm Janet. I'm from Clark County.
Brian Cass, City of Ridgefield.
Jim Hodges, City of Camas.
Dave Scott, Washington.
Jeff Sarvis, the center.
Julie Olson, Clark County.
Michael Torres, Clark County.
Samantha Whitley with Clark County.
Rebecca Rice, Clark County.
Tony Hertz, City of Woodland.
Hi, Tyler Lakowski with Proud Grounds.
Brenda
Hall,
City of Ridgefield.
Thank you very much. Welcome, everyone.
Was there a quorum?
Yes. There was not a quorum, which is why we not approved the March ones.
Gotcha.
And we didn't take any action during the meeting in September because of that as well.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right, so let's move on to the 2018 application update.
Good morning. We are in application season, so the request for applications went open to any interested grantees on Zoom grants on 1 October. We will be receiving pre-apps are due by October 31st. The CDBG applications are due December 1st, and the home applications are due December 15th. We are looking at approximately $1.1 million available for CDBG. That's not for the applications, that's total entitlement for CDBG. It'll be a little bit above that with program income, but that's what we base our estimate on, the 1.1. And that's probably $550,000 for home. And this is a very short meeting, obviously, and immediately following this, starting at 9 a.m., we're doing our pre-submittal conference for applicants. That's why Proud Ground is here already. And that will be going between 9 and 11-ish, depending on questions, probably closing earlier than that. After UCTV, I'm actually leaving, and Samantha and Rebecca will be running the pre-application meeting. Is the Morgan of the community assessment. Are there any questions on the application process and updates?
We don't have any applications or
anything
for folks today?
My guess is between 7 and 10. We haven't. Who do we know that's going to apply? That's actually reached out to us.
I know Yakov said that they would be sending an application. Mm-hmm. Ridgefield and Camas. I don't believe Washougal is this time around.
Woodland's here, that might be.
We're trying to find this year.
I'm sure that we will have TBRA applications from Share. I will not be surprised if we have more TBRA applications from Salvation Army and Community Services Northwest. And in terms of projects, REACH has been working on a Sedona Court Phase 2, but I believe they're going to submit an application as well because Ben Sturtz, one of their project managers, actually told me he was planning to be here later this morning.
And
Proud Ground is as well. But I don't have information, anything specific from Lifeline or Share beyond CRA or the other nonprofits.
For infrastructure projects that are outside the mapped area, we're now requiring that income surveys are completed prior to application, correct?
Prior
to pre-application.
We'll talk about that more in the pre-submit workshop.
And any other question? That's the update.
Any other issues, comments for the good of the order?
But the only, just so you know, we did submit the CAPER last month. We did go over a little bit of the CAPER in the September meeting for those that were here. If you want, you can grab a copy. This is a summary of the CAPER. You can grab a copy, take it back with you. just remember when you read it, you know, there are three things going on here. One is projects that were completed during 2016, which is using funds from 2014 and 2015 allocations, and then allocations that were made, not expenditures, in 2016, and then you have the outcomes. So when you're reading it, if you're wondering, well, wait a minute, you know, these expenditures do not match these allocations, you're looking at different projects in different years. But both of those activities happened in 2016, which is why we're making those reports on them. That's the only the order announcement I made.
And the council approved the paper last week, or the week before?
The week before, 26.
Okay, well, with that, then, we'll adjourn the meeting.
Well, we're going to present on the process and be here to answer questions from applicants if they have any. And it's not a requirement for applicants to be here. So if, you know, Proud Ground and the interested cities are the only ones that show up, that does not mean that anyone that did not show up is disqualified or that this is the only round of applications we're going to.